Okay, so tonight we're going to discuss how long is a fast. I'm not discussing Yom Kippur here. Discussing like Shivos Arbatamas, Tisha B'Av. How long does the fast go for? Because we usually end the fast at Seis HaKachorim. So the question is that the real Zman, or maybe it's an early Zman? In other words, maybe Shkia. We know we never end the fast by Shkia. We ate longer, like a half an hour longer, 45 minutes longer, wait till Seis HaKachorim. Of course, by Yom Kippur, there's nothing to speak about, because Yom Kippur is a Daraisa. So by Yom Kippur, you have to...
Tosefis.
Well, even without Tosefis, you can't just end Yom Kippur by Shkia, because then there's Bein HaShmashos, which is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. So if you're going to eat right after Shkia, it might still be Yom Kippur Al Pidin, because there's a Sofik Daraisa L'Chumra, because it's an Issa Daraisa, the Chiv Karis. Same thing with Shabbos. You can't do Malacha when Shabbos, you can't do Malacha after Shkia, because it's a Suffolk. We're Machmir, you know, in the old days, you know, people used to follow Rabbeinu Tam, keep late Shabbos. They also kept late on Erev Shabbos. Because really, technically, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, it works both directions. Mm-hmm. That you could, that Shabbos ends late, but it also starts late. Right? And Rabbeinu Tam Shita is a, let's assume, the first 58 and a half minutes after Shkia is still Yom. And then Bein HaShmashos is from 58 and a half to 72. So that means that on Friday, technically, you could do Malacha after Shkia. So the minhag in America, everyone was makabel in America, not to do Malacha after Shkia. Even if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, only do it on Motzai Shabbos. Only the Chumra, but not the Kula. But strictly speaking, people used to, in the old days, in Hungary, whatever, wherever it was, I think I heard that Rabbi Akiva Eiger used to keep a bit of time even Lakula. Today we would consider that a Chal Shabbos.
I mean, technically it's not such a Chumra, because you're also starting Shabbos.
So. Right, but so today, everyone starts Shabbos at Shkia, and it's only a Chumra today, because, and the people who keep Rabbeinu Tam keep later.
So regularly it says, how many minutes after Shkia? 45? 43?
So there's a basic machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon holds 13 and a half minutes.
After
Shkia's taste, and Rabbeinu Tam has 72. But the Pashas is that's only in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. The further you go away from the equator, the longer it is. So the 13 and a half in Israel, in America, becomes like 25, 30, or something like that. And the 72 becomes longer as well. But Moshe Feinstein. This chiddush that, strictly speaking, 50 minutes in New York is Rabbeinu Tam. He flipped around the whole thing. But the Pasha says, no, whatever Rabbeinu Tam said was in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, yeah. And in New York City, it's further away. Mayor Posen explains the words like this, that the closer you are to the equator, the faster you're moving. It's like he gave a motion. You spin a basketball. So the part that's in the middle of the ball, not the top or the bottom, that's spinning quicker because it's covering more territory in the same amount of time that the top part of the ball is spinning. So if you're closer to the equator, which is Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, they're going quicker. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, once it's Shkia, it gets darker much quicker. In America, when it's Shkia, I mean in New York, it's Shkia takes much longer.
Keeping sun, it's a big sun.
Yeah. So that's the story.
Well, I'm pissed at that.
Yeah. So the question is, so when does a tinus end? Because a tinus is all the tanaisim we have, pashtus, are only drabonim, except for Yom Kippur. I mean, Bisman, Chazal say that Bisman that there was a there was no Beis Hamikdash, and we weren't allowed to practice religion freely, then they were midivrei Kabbalah, meaning from the Nevi'im. And that was almost like a Daraisa. But today, that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, but still we can practice religion freely, so the Tanaisim are all really optional, and we just accept it upon ourselves to observe them, so then they're not Divrei Nevi'im anymore. They're a lower level of fasting. So the only Tainus that's really Daraisa is Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, it's clear that you have to start the Tainus at Shkia, or before Shkia, like you said, for Tosefis. And then you have to end it by Seisa Kochavim. Different sheet is what Seisa Kochavim all means you need three Kochavim. Beinoni. And that's Seisa Kochavim. So tonight we're talking about a little bit about the do you have Rabbi Dr. Einstein's packet? Save it for here. So tonight we're discussing how long the fast goes until. Like I was saying that when it talks about a fast like Yom Kippur, so there's nothing to talk about. That has to go until Tzeis HaKachavim. Because if it doesn't go until Tzeis HaKachavim, that's a Savig D'Oraisa. That's why, so there's nothing to, so it starts at, and in America, even the people who do Rabbeinu Tam, they only do it L'chumra, not L'kula. Because in the old days, they did it even L'kula. Meaning they kept doing Malacha V'Ashkia for another 58 and a half minutes afterwards. But the Shaila is, what's the story by other Tanaisim? Like Shiva Sabbat Tammuz and Tzom Gedalia. And so they don't have a night part to it. And the Ramban explains that since Bishman Hazeh, that we don't have Gzeres HaMalchus. Because the old days they had Gzeres HaMalchus, and we weren't allowed to practice religion freely. All the Tanaisim, the Ramban says, I have to point out, were Divrei Kabbalah, were from the Nevi'im. And then the Ramban said, all the Tanaisim started at night, and had all the restrictions of Tisha B'Av in all the Tanaisim. But since Bishman Hazeh, it's Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim. So, can you maybe move one seat for him? Okay, you want to sit here?
But
he said that Moshe Salveitchik said about during World War One there wasn't, there was Gzeres HaMalchus. Is that what he said, Rabbi Hoffman?
He was Machmir
for the Ramban to keep all the. He's saying Rabbi Moshe Salveitchik during World War One was Machmir, and all the Tanaisim he kept at night, and all the restrictions of Tisha B'Av on all the other Tanaisim. Because really, the Ramban says they all should have all, but since Bisman Hazeh that there's no Gzeres HaMalchus, that means we can keep religion freely, so it's only Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim, and we only Mekabel it, to the degree of chilun shtiya, and only in the daytime, not at nighttime. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Okay. So let's look at the Gemara Tainus and you base them on page 1. Amar Rav Chista, kol Tainus shelo shoka olav chama, lav shmei Tainus. Any Tainus that you don't have shoka olav chama, it's not a Tainus. Meaning, you can't just say Misana a couple of hours here, there, it's not a Tainus. So the pashtus. So how would you understand this? The pashtus should mean that shkia, right? That once shkia comes, we should be able to break the fast, right? Which we know we don't do that, right? We never break our fast just at shkia. But the Gemara says, "Kol tainus shalosh." So what does that mean? So if you look in the Piskei Tosfos on page 2. Piskei Tosfos is a fascinating thing. You know what he does, Piskei Tosfos? He basically takes all the Tosfos in the Masechta. And you know, Tosfos had a lot of questions and answers back and forth. But he takes out what's the halacha that Tosfos is machadish. Those halacha conclusions. And he made a list. Bali Tosfos. I don't know if they attribute it to one particular person. But
yeah, who's the compiler of the Piskei Tosfos?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the scholars know. I don't know. But one of the Bali so he writes in the third column. Achas shkia sachama ochel, vein tzarach lahamtin atzeis hakochavim. You see that? See what he says? That you can eat right after shkia, and you don't have to wait till tzeis hakochavim. Right, kol tainus. Yeah. Now, not every Piskei Tosfos is the famous in the Tosfos. You know, he could have had different Tosfos. I know you're looking for the Tosfos, but
I remember seeing this in a Tosfos. I don't remember what that was.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
Per Rabbi Yaakov Enden in his Sefer Mishnah Lachem Sachem, chapter 10 was authored by the Tur. There are those who attributed to the Tur's father, the Rush. Chidon Shema Gedolim questions.
What, the Piskei Tosfos?
Yeah, as to what the source is that it was written by either the Tur or the Rush. There are those who say it was authored by Rabbi.
Who are you reading from? Wikipedia?
Wikipedia. Chezkiah, or Rabbi Yechezkiah, the uncle of Rabbi Eliezer Matuch.
Okay, there you go. So the question is, how come we don't follow this? Right? It sounds like good. It sounds like a Gemara and a Piskei Tosfos. It's pretty straightforward, right? So there are other Tosfos. Look on page 3. So Tosfos in Avodah Zarah asked this question. How come we fast longer? Again, we're not talking about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, of course, you have to fast longer because that's a Safek Daraisa. But the other Tanesim, Shiva Sabra Tammuz, and Asar B'Tevis, and all these things. So he says, Masha Anu in the era there. Masha Anu Nogim Lasanos at Tseisa Kochavim. So why do we wait till Tseisa Kochavim? Avagav Dabin Perakam is a Tainis called Tainis Shaloshokal of Achama, in a Tainis, Masha Lushias Chamasagi, who Hey Milim called him Tseisa Kochavim.
That's the first
key? Yeah.
Of Minatan, first
key
of
Minatan. Yeah. Lo Machtin Nafshin L'Sveika. So first thing he says is we don't want to get involved in a Suffolk because Benesh Mashas might still be Yom. Right? Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. So then, so if it's Benesh Mashas or Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, so then... right. So again, the Gemara says Kol Tainus Shelo Shalkel of Achama is Lav Shmei Tainus, and the Piskei Tosfos says that a Tainus ends a tiny sense at Shkia. So it's stated in Piskei Tosis. A tiny sense at Shkia. You can take a look on the second page here. Here. Achar Shkia Sacham Ochel, Fein Tzorach Lahamtin at Seis HaKochavim. It's Beferish in the Piskei Tosis. So we know we don't do that. We never end a tainus at Shkia. We wait till Seis HaKochavim. So why is that? So Tosis in Avodah Zarah, page 3, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, asked this question. He says, "Masha anu nogim losanos at seis kachovim achmav v'inabrinum per kan the tainis kol tainis shalosh shalakov of chame eno tainis. Masha m'lishkias chame sagi pei milim kodim seis kachovim." So he says, "Lo machtin an afshin l'sfeik." So the first thing is, he says, we don't want to get involved in a suffik, because if we're going to eat at shkia, it's really suffik yom suffik laila. Even though that's not such a taina, because if the Piskei Tosis is right that that's the pshat, so we it's mutter because it's sofik derabanan. So what do you mean lo machtin nafshin l'sfeika? But the Gemara says b'feirush that it's mutter. So we're machmer since it's a sofik, we're machmer even though technically speaking the Gemara says it's mutter by shkia. That's the first thing he says. Then he says v'od teshem loshon shaka ratzaloma shaka lagamre. So he says that shaka olav achama, you don't have to learn like the Piskei Tosis. Piskei Tosis learned that the sun goes below the horizon. And that's shkia, and that's what it means. And that's when the tainus ends. When the sun goes below the horizon, that's when the tainus ends. And then you can eat. Not on Yom Kippur, but on Shiva Asar B'Tamiz, Asar B'Tavis, Tzom Gedalia. But shaka could also mean that it's shaka lagamre, that it didn't just go below the horizon, but it went significantly below the horizon, ad kidei kach, that there's no rays of the sun shooting up anymore, because it went too far below the horizon, and memela, that will be equivalent to tzeis ha-kachavim. So shaka, no, maybe more than the second shkia, it'll be tzeis ha-kachavim. Because if it's shokol of achama, so in other words, it comes out, what Tos is saying over here, that it's a machlokes rishonim, what this means, kol tainis shalo shaloka of achava lav shmei tainis. The shokol kipshuto, the shkia, meaning the sun is still, you see, by shkia, it's still light outside. It's still light. The sun just went below the horizon, but the rays of the sun are still shooting up light. Is that what it means? What does it mean? Shokol avacham, shokol agamre, and it's ad kedei kach that it's already tzeis kachavim. So that.
Why wouldn't they just say tzeis kachavim in the first place? If it were according to the second sheet, that it was effectively tzeis kachavim. So what's the distinction?
Because some rishonim say there's a difference between shkia sachama and shoka olav achama. Shoka means shoka kvar, loshen ovar. It was already shoka in the past. And that's what other Rishonim say. He's looking at the Tosis Rabbeinu Elchanan here on page 4. He says, "Uzman deshkia sacham second arrow. Uzman deshkia sacham dekama yesh lafarish tahinu shaka lagamrei b'tzei sakachovim." And that's how he touches up, the Gemara. That shaka lavachama means shaka lagamrei. Okay. So There is a Gemara in Psachim. Take a look on Nun Dalet Amud Beis on page 6 here. So the Gemara has a discussion here. Look by the arrow on the first arrow on the left. See where it says Dorash Rava. Dorash Rava, you see? Dorash Rava, Ubrasum Manikus Masanus Mashlims Vogdash Masanus Mashlims Vilmakipur. This is the talk about Tisha B'Av. We'll have a separate share about that. What's the din of pregnant ladies and nursing ladies? Tisha B'Av. So the luck is they have to fast. There's a big shayla the poskim, we'll learn about it closer to Tisha B'Av, because that on this year Tisha B'Av is a nidcha, so does that have the same status that Mubar Sumash Umanikas Mashlimus? Maybe it's only when Tisha B'Av is on Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av is in Asara, there's a machlokas haposkim that maybe Muboros and Manikos don't have to fast. So stay tuned for that. But then he says, Ubein Hashmashas Shelo Aser. That Ubein Hashmashas is Aser. So the Shaila is, so we said before that you can end a fast. You could end a fast when? According to one opinion, you could end the fast at Shkia. According to the other opinion, Shkia meant Seis. But here the Gemara says, Bein Hashmashas is Aser. Bein Hashmashas is Aser. So the Lechora, Bein Hashmashas is Aser, then of course you can't end the fast at Shkia, because after Shkia is Bein Hashmashas. If Bein Hashmashas is Aser, so how does this? So the Shaila is, how does this Gemara in Pesachim Nundal and Amid Beis stem with the Gemara in Tainus and Yud Beis Amid Aleph? Because the way the Tosus learns that it's referring to the Shkia Kipshuto. That seems to be Kipshuto. So that means once Shkia comes, it's over. And this Gemara, it says that Bein Hashmashas is Aser. So what's the pshat? Oh, so what are you saying? And then there's an opinion that says Bein Hashmashas is Mutter on Tisha B'Av. Yeah, then there's another Gemara, laid it down on Nundal and Mabez, Meisvei, on page 6, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, Mel Zesfeiko Asu V'Zesfeiko Mutter. The Bein Hashmashas is Mutter.
It's steered to what I just said.
Huh? Yeah. No, different opinions. The different Shitas. Different Shitas. So how does everything... So if you learn that other Gemara to mean Seis HaKachavim, so that you have to fast till Seis HaKachavim, so then it won't work with this line in the Gemara. This opinion. Oh, so what's the pshat? So the Rishonim say the following. If you look in the Tosus Rash Mishants, well, you look even better. Look, take a look. Take a look on page 11. So page 11 is the smack, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. That was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Mikorvil, the Balei Tosis. So it's interesting that the smack, the bottom of the smack has like Ha'aris, that's written by Rabbeinu Peretz. So the Rabbeinu Peretz is also known as the Hagos HaSmak. Because the Hagos HaSmak was written by the Rabbeinu Peretz. So it's Choshev that, you know, Rishon wrote Ha'aris on the Smak. And sometimes the Ha'aris on the Smak are even more famous than what the Smak himself writes. So a lot of the big Chidushim are in the Hagos of the Smak.
It's a big thing. We're still discovering Rabbeinu Peretz and
seconds. Yeah. So let's see what he writes. He says, Harbe b'nei odom nogim lechol b'taynis miyad sheshokach hakama kodim tseis hakochav. He says a lot of people eat right away. Again, in our door not so much, but I guess there was a meaning that once Shkia came, they ate. Umvim raila divrayim, that's the Gemara. Mehid amrina kol taynis shelo shelokol v'chama eino taynis. Mashmad ocha sheshokach miyad mutter. But then, miu betoises of Arizara that we saw, pirish Rabbeinu Elchana puch hazi mayam adavar shenogul lotsanos at seis hakachavim afilu betaynis yochid and shokah alav achama hishalo shokov rotzolomer gemar shkia taynu seis hakachavim. So the question is like this: Vim Tov Marva Lo Gabi Tisha B'Av Shetzorch Lasanos Laila V'Yom. By Tisha B'Av, we're Masana Laila V'Yom. So Ikud Shari Perak, and there's an opinion in the Gemara that says that by Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmoshes is Mutter. Shenogu Ben Hashmoshes. Avakav Dozim Masik Ben Hashmoshes Shalom. Ikud Shari Perak Mokom Shenogu Ben Hashmoshes Shalom Bechinis Also. Avakav Dozim Masik Ben Hashmoshes Shalom Also. Hainim Shem Chumer De Tisha B'Av. Halav Hachilo. It's only Chumer by Tisha B'Av. So how can you say Ben Hashmoshes is? Is mutter mele equal mishmak the culture came shar tanias the sfeka did who had been shmosh so so shari so what's tirza ben chon shani yula yom fuke yom so that's so that the two ben shmoshos is the ben shmosh tisha b'av has two ben shmoshos the ben shmoshos of the beginning of tisha b'av and the ben shmoshos of the end of tisha b'av so he says that when the gemara says that ben shmoshos is mutter. It's a machlok, it's an opinion. But the opinion that says it's mutter was only talking about the beginning of Tisha B'Av. And we're machmer in that also. But why? Because the beginning of Tisha B'Av has a cheskas mutter. It's coming from Erev Tisha B'Av, where you're allowed to eat. So now you have to know, did Tisha B'Av start yet? Or did it not start yet? So Bein HaShmashos is mutter. That's that opinion. But the end of Tisha B'Av, it has a cheskas iser, because we're coming from Tisha B'Av, so we have to have a full proof that it really ended. So when the Gemara has a whole discussion with Tisha B'Av Bein HaShmashos, that's only the beginning of Tisha B'Av. The end of Tisha B'Av for sure is aser Bein HaShmashos, because Mochamer, and then by other Tanaisim. So the other Tanaisim, there's no Bein HaShmashos at the beginning, because it only starts in the morning. It doesn't start at night. But other Tanaisim, according to some opinions, Bein HaShmashos is mutter. So it comes out that the whole Bachlokas in the Gemara about Bein HaShmashos by Tisha B'Av is only on the first Bein HaShmashos. But the second Bein HaShmashos by Tisha B'Av for sure is also. And by other Tanaisim, that's the machlokas rishonim. How do you learn pshat in shakal avachama? The shakal avachama means tam shkia, or does it mean tzeisa kochav? And we paskin even by Tisha B'Av. How do we paskin? We know we paskin by Tisha B'Av that even the beginning shkia we aser. How do we paskin by? So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 13. He says, take a look. He says, Tisha B'Av in Sif Beis, Tisha B'Av Leilo Kiyomo L'chol Dover. Vein Ochlem Elo Mibod Yom. Ubein Hashmosh Shul Oso Kiyom Ekipur. So that's going on the first Bein Hashmoshes. The second Bein Hashmoshes for sure is on, there's nothing to talk about. The only thing that was a discussion was the second Bein HaShmashos. But the first Bein HaShmashos, and how do we paskin in the Gemara about Kol Tainu Shelo Shalachol Avachama by other Tanaisim? So if you look in Hilchas Tainus on page 16, look at the Mechaber, Tavkuf Samach Beis, says the Mechaber, Kol Tainu Shelo Shalachol Avachama Dehainu Shelo Hishlimo Atzeis HaKochavim. So he paskins Shalachol Avachama means Seis HaKochavim. So then it comes out, la halacha, that all Tanaisim you have to wait till Seis HaKochavim. And other Tanaisim, the first Bein HaShmashos doesn't exist. And by Tisha B'Av, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, and we paskin l'chumra. So it comes out that we paskin l'chumra by Tisha B'Av in the first Bein HaShmashos, and we paskin by Tisha B'Av, the second Bein HaShmashos is also even by Shar Tanaisim, because it's a cheskas chiyuv. Now you have a suffix, so that's how we passed it. But it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, look what he writes in the Aruch HaShulchan. Look on the top of page 17, on the left side. Ulfize, it's top line. Nir lani is daiti. Tasomech al rabuseinu eilu lisanos rakat beina shmoshos ein maznichim osa. The gam hagro kos of Cain. In other words, he's saying that we know there are some Rishon, we saw the Pisketosis, and he says the Gro and others that held that Shaka Lavachama means just Shkia. And it means after Shkia you can break your fast on Shivasa Batamas. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like Tosis Rabbeinu Elchanan, Lechumra, but he says if someone does it, you can't yell at him, you can't criticize him. In other words, it's not considered going out of the bounds, so to speak. So what some say, some point out, that maybe the compromise would be that, you know, you don't have to keep necessarily the latest shear of, you know, of Bein HaShmashos, because anyway, who says you have to keep Bein HaShmashos? So, in America, as I said, the Vilna Gaon Shita is, in Eretz Yisrael, technically speaking, is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is Seisa Kochavim. And the further you go away from the equator, it expands. So in New York, it becomes 25, something like that. So if or 30, so, you know, something like that. So a person who wants to keep a shorter Bein HaShmashos, so he should ask a Shaila, but there could be, you know, for a tainus, because a tainus is not, like I think Rav Shechter pointed out, the tainus is not so poshut, as some point out, that you even have to keep Bein HaShmashos. So the Mechaber happened to Paskin that way, so the Mechaber carries a lot of clout. But the Vilna Gaon and other Rishonim felt not that way. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, HaSomech al Rabbeinu Eilu L'sanos Rakat Bein HaShmashos Ein Maznichim Mosa. Who said?
Rav.
Rav. Yeah.
So the Kohler guys followed that. So Shul kept the way he was met. So the Kohler guys broke their fast when Shul was
still done. And when? How many minutes?
The Kohler guys were breaking their fast when Shul was waiting.
Oh, that was when you were in Boston in the summer.
Yeah.
How many minutes?
I don't know, maybe 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
So they
you mean the Davin Meir 15 minutes after Shkia?
5 minutes after Shkia, maybe.
Yeah. Oh. So, but by Tisha B'Av, so that's Medina the Gemara. That's by Tisha B'Av, that's two opinions in the Gemara. We paskin Bein HaShmashos is Aser. But that whole sug is by is two opinions in the Gemara, by Tisha B'Av. But by, but by Shar Tanesim, as we said, it's a machlokes Rishonim. How far do you have to go? So that's good to know in terms of how long you have to keep the tainus. Now, the Avnei Nezer here on page 21. He has a fascinating discussion here. Look on the second arrow. Chiyach lo ayin, tatisha bav bein hashmasha shlo oser. Hinei shachomer mishvus de Shabbos. We have a concept that certain dinim de rabbanon lo gozu bein hashmashas. I'll tell you, like Amir la'akum, for example. Amir al-Akum logo. You know, this Shaila comes up, people ask this all the time. They get stuck on Friday in a car, so hopefully they should get home on time, but sometimes it's a little. So the car, as Will pointed out, some posts can point out, that can still drive the person during Bein HaShmashos. because even though when you're driving a car, every step you put on the pedal is an issa d'oraisa of havara, but a goy is doing it. Amir lakum is mutter during bein hashmashos.
If a goy is driving a car.
If the goy is driving, if a yid is driving the car, that's not. Then that's a d'oraisa. Then I remember once we were coming here from Washington Heights to my in-laws on the Lower East Side, and we left a good 2 hours to get there, and then we got in this major traffic jam. There was a tractor trailer that was on the FDR that wasn't supposed to be there, and they closed the whole, and it was a major, and then we got off the FDR, we got on the streets, and after a certain point I said to my wife, there's no way we're getting to our destination, you know, before Shkia, so we have to make sure to park the car. That's the first priority. So we got in a lot. So we 3 minutes before Shkia, we had the car parked, and then the rest we walked. But
so why didn't you take it? Why didn't you take a taxi?
You're right. We could have taken a taxi technically, but Lamaisa, we didn't have any money with us. I mean, we left.
Did he use money banish mashas?
Maybe, but I mean, we left everything in the. In the car, locked in the car, and then we walked. We walked for 2 hours to the Lower East Side.
With the kids.
Mm-hmm. The kids, because I would have gone to some friends in, you know, in the Upper East Side, but my son said, no, we have to go to Safta, and then so we didn't have any choice. So we had to go to Safta, so it took 2 hours, and then we got there. So he wants to know, Avni Nezer, how come we're Mekel. Why should we be Mekel? On Tisha B'Av, we're Machmir Ben HaShmashos. Right? And that means the first Ben HaShmashos. The second Ben HaShmashos doesn't even talk about. Ben HaShmashos Shelo Osa. So how come on Shabbos we have certain coolers during Ben HaShmashos? That's his kasha. Hinei. Shechomer Mishvus to Shabbos Shelo Gozru Ben HaShmashos. Vilu Tisha B'Av Gozru Gam Ben HaShmashos. That's his kasha, right? Chora Tisha B'Av, right? That's his kasha. So he says, Avni Nezer, everything he says is he says like this. Ach laharcha Ian, had the Tisha B'Av ben Hashmashos shel Osur, lav mishum chumra. So Avni Nezer, everything he says is sharp. You might think it's not the pashtus, but everything he says is ga'inus. He says, Pasha Pshat, why we machmir my Tisha B'Av ben Hashmashos? It's because Tisha B'Av is more chomer than the other fast days, so we give it a special status. But he says, he doesn't think. He says, fakert. He says, he thinks, because of Tisha B'Av's kula, we're more machmir. What does that mean? So he says a brilliant vort here. Whole cup now. He says, "Hainu dinim archaim simin kuf samach, benotol yodav v'mayim sofik nasa bo melacha." As lina lahakim, in other words, there's a din that water you use for netilas yadayim can't be water that you clean the dishes with, and you're using the same water. This is nasa bo melacha. So if it's nasa bo melacha, it's not good. What if it's just a suffix? What if it's just a suffix? Not only daim suffix nasas b'malacha. So you go l'kula, because netilas yadayim is l'chora only a chiv derabanan, and it's a suffix whether you did a proper netilas yadayim. So you can go suffix derabanan. Sofik Darabana Lakula. Okay?
I heard a word one time in a Shon Zohar.
Yeah.
From Jared Rosenfeld, it was. Said, in Shalos Achuvas of Avni Nezer, in Yoredeya, he said that if the Tinuk is born, Benish Mashas on Friday afternoon, you have the Bris Bizmana on Shabbos, right? It's Sofik Benish Mashas. So I think he said that there was a Cheskis
there's some sort of chazaka there? Is that
okay? Let's see. He says, so, but there's another klal that the Mishnah says in Yadayim, in the top of page 22, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. L'chumra u'posok k'Rabbi Yosi. There's another shita that says no, that safek derabbana l'kula, you don't say when there's a cheskas iser, when there's a cheskas iser, because you're muchzak that there's an iser. So safek derabbana l'kula, maybe it's if there's no chazaka kenegdo. So he says like this: the tilas yadayim. He says because it doesn't passel anything, yadayim. It's only a derabbanan. But by truma and kachim, that it'll mamish passel. So then, it's not just a. It's a derabbanan that has a more teeth to it. They gave it a cheskas iser to it, that it can even pass all truma and kachim.
If someone doesn't wash their hands, it passes truma.
Yeah, so it can pass all truma. Oh, so he says like this. He says he was then this baratam the Tisha B'av. What is Tisha B'av? Tisha B'av, we assume, as Shachta pointed out, we assume Tisha B'av is only a derabbanan, right? So if Tisha B'av is only the Rabbanan, so how do we do it? So maybe we should say Safik the Rabbanan Lekula, because Bein HaShmashos is a Safik. So we should say Safik the Rabbanan Lekula. So why are we Machmer?
It's like a water, it's the same
mind. Listen carefully. We should say Lekula, right? Like the water. We say Lekula. If Safek Nasas Bo Malacha, we say Lekula. Because it's by Truma, but this is not Truma. This is not Truma. Truma is more, is more.
Is it making a more Chamer Derabbanan, like.
By Truma. Nobody says like this. Listen carefully.
Is it Safek? We just don't know what the.
Bein HaShmashos is Safek.
In Ashmashas, it's Safek whether it's Yom Belaila or Nian Halach the Resa. But by Atanas, we just don't know whether
was. So he says, so this is his chap. His chap is like this. The reason why you can't say Safek Derabbana Lekula by Tisha B'av is because the two Bein Ashmashas is the Tisha B'av. So if you're going to say Lekula, that means you're going to matir the first one and matir the second one, because in the beginning, because you're gonna have to say Lekula each time, and that's a stira, that's a tarti disaster to say that, because mamanafshach, if you're holding this is yom at the beginning, you say Lekula by saying it's still yom, it didn't, Tisha B'av didn't start. At the end, you're gonna say Lekula because saying it's a laila. So then by the fact that you're gonna say Sofik the Rabbanu Lekula on Bein HaShmashos by Tisha B'av, if there would only be one Bein HaShmashos, then you say Lekula. But since there are two Bein HaShmashoses, then you can't say Lekula, because it'll be a stira to say Lekula. So Memela, that's why you have to say Chumra on both. Hachanami b'Tisha B'av, here, second arrow. Yesh lefaneinu shnei Bein HaShmashos. Echad shal knisas Tisha B'av, ve'echad shal motzei Tisha B'av. Echad also ve'echad muter. Vi efshel lahatir shneim, al kein shneim asurim.
Why can't you say that consistency is unnecessary? In the Doraisa, such a thing would apply when you have an inconsistency. But once it's Rabbanan, you can say that's the takana. It was the takana to be machmer,
In other words, you see by tefillah the Rishonim are machmer by tarti the sasri, even though that's only the Rabbanan.
The Rabbanan.
No, but I'm saying by
see, we do it on both ends. So it's not consistent.
No. But No, but I'm saying we have a concept of Tarti de Sasri even by the Rabbonans. I'm saying by davening.
So there's
a concept of stira. Oh, so let me just finish what he's saying here. So he's saying when it comes to Tisha B'Av, there are two Beinash Mashos, and Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanan, so there's no real Chazakah by Tisha B'Av, Ches Kasisser. So Memela, each Beinash Mashos is a Suffolk, and you really should say Lekul on both of them. But if you say Lekul on both of them, it's a contradiction, because then you're treating the first one as Yom by saying Lekul, that you could still eat later, and then you're saying Lekul on the second one, that is already night, then you can already start eating, you can break your fast. But by Shabbos, by Shavuos to Shabbos, Bein Hashmashos Shel Motzai Shabbos is Osir. Why? Because Shabbos is a Cheskas Isser. Shabbos is not a Derabbanan, Shabbos is Daraisa. So the reason why we have to Osir the second Shabbos is because there's a Cheskas. There's a cheskas isser, so you don't apply the din suffix because there's a cheskas isser. So the mele, that's paskin alone. Then hare huksach be isser kol hayom. But therefore on the first one you can go lakula and there won't be any stira. But by Tisha B'Av, which is like netilas yadayim, it has no cheskas isser because it's only a derabbanan. So then there's a regular din of Safik Darabon and Lakula applies, and then it applies equally to both, and then if you would say it to both, it's a steer, so you have to be Machmir. But at Shabbos, you can isolate, because the second one, you have to go Lachumra on. You don't say Safik Darabon and Lakula on the second one, because there's a Cheskas Isser. So it's like the Truman Kachim. And the first one, you can be done alone. So therefore, there's room to have coolers in the first one, because the first one doesn't have to be looked on together with the second one. That's a schap. You can mafalpel, you can dings a little bit, but everything that Avnei Deza says is always brilliant. And then you can mafalpel in it, but it always it's very thought provoking, the Avnei Deza. But Acharei Kechlos HaKol, in the end of the day. Oh, so one more thing. There's a discussion in the poskim. If you live in these places that it doesn't get dark for a long time, say, right, so, in other words, so do you mamish have to fast 15 hours? So in the Nachal Eshkol, on the Sefer Eshkol, on page 24, he says, "Zeh rabos b'shonim sha'oli harav al midhogim sha'ochlim b'yud zayim b'tamas tes v'chetzi sha'o acha chatzos." So it's 9:30, they break the fast. Even though Orayon Godel, right? I was recently, where was I? In Detroit and Toronto. I walked out of the wedding, 9 o'clock at night, the sky was blue. The sky was blue, 9 o'clock at night. 9:10, Shkia. So he says, in this place, they had the minute that 9.5 hours after Chatzos, they broke the fast, even though it was still light outside. How could it be? So he says, because it could be that since all the fasts today, of those fasts are really Ratzu Mitzanim, Ratzu Ein Mitzanim, because there's no Gzeres HaMalchus today. We are free, so we're only Mekabel. So maybe it could be we're only Mekabel, 12 hours or something like that. 12 hours. We weren't Mekabel till, even though it's against the Gemara says Kol Tani Shalosh Shakol Avachama, and yet they had the different places had these minhagim that they would break the fast earlier.
Do they do this anywhere?
Yeah, look in the next page on 25. He says Yesh Mekomos Shemei Uba Kol Hashos Achar Chatzos Bekayitz Veinu Machshich El Shom Muetes Ukvar Shetanu Shekilu Rabbonim Kadmonim Medina Sahem Lasayim Tanisam B'Tzom Harvi B'Tzom Hamishi B'Yom B'Od Hayom Gadol B'Shas Achashecha L'Rav Golus Yisrael Av Shetani Shalosh Alka V'Hav Av Shmei Tainis Shani Hasen Mekar Lo Kiblu Yosem Mirov Yisrael. As he says that these places had a minute they would break the fast, it was still light outside, because since the fast are Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Eina Masanim, they only were makabel kafi Rov Yisrael. Rov Yisrael live in places that it, you know, you keep for 12 hours and then it's dark. So that's not the minig, you know, in our, because we're, you know, but there are shitas that held this way.
You know,
that the only minig that is. Right. But here it's a din in Kabbalah Satayna. So our minig, we don't necessarily say this for halacha. Halacha we say kol tayni shalosh shalka v'chama. You need lishkia. But there were makomos and there were minhagim that people broke the fast after, after 12 hours or something like that. They broke the fast. This comes up also for people who are in airplanes and they're going in the opposite direction. So, you know, they're going from New York to California, right? So then they're going into. To light, so that's a question. So if you follow the place where they came from, New York time, the fast was already over 3 hours ago. So they have to keep the. So Hapasha says we hold you have to keep the extra 3 hours because you're still in the plane. So Ramosha writes here in the Tshuva on page 30 that wherever you are, Basher Husham, you have to keep. But. There was.
If you go to England, Rabbi, I mean, then you lose 5 hours.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Wherever. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So there, in this Sefer Pri Eliyahu, he says that that it could be if you're leaving from Eretz Yisrael, then you may only have to keep the from where you came from. He says, he quotes in the Sefer Pri Eliyahu on page 28, the same type of svara, that maybe you only makabel. You see, was all the tanaisim today were makabel. Well, this won't work for obviously Yom Kippur. You can't be on a plane, but this yisod that since the tanaisim are rotsu masanim, rotsu ein masanim, because there's no gzeres hamalchus. So that maybe, even though the din is called Tani Shalosh Shalach Avachama, that's the real halacha. But today, that's Ratzu Rasani, Ratzu Masani, Makabel, so maybe we'll only Makabel a certain amount. But not, just like the Ramban says, we weren't Makabel to do the night before. The Ramban says all the Tanaisim used to be like Tisha B'Av, Leilu Kiyomu, with all the Inuyim. But since Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim, so we weren't Makabel that. So they go a step further and say that maybe even when it's light outside, but it's 9:30 already. You could break this. So the halacha, you know, Rav Vosner writes in the Tshuva here. Okay, if a person is, he can't do it. He's sick, so he has a patur of a choila. But they're saying a bigger chiddush that maybe that's the halacha. That's the zman hatainus, even if it wasn't shakal avacham. Okay. Yeah, we're coming right now.